Today, a mention of one of a string of recent U.S. Supreme Court decisions that's very important to landowners concerned about private property rights and government restrictions created through the land use permitting process. While the U.S. Supreme Court's decision recent days about the Voting Rights Act debacle has garnered much mainstream media attention, another decision on a decades-long private landowner's case in Florida is being discussed and applauded in landowner circles across the nation. In the case of Kuntz versus the St. Johns River Water Management District, the Kuntz family was represented by Pacific Legal Foundation, headquartered in Sacramento, California. The firm is known to represent an array of private property rights clients nationwide, and they say this is a huge victory that the Fifth Amendment stands to protect private property owners from government extortion, whether it be for money or any other form of property. The Kuntz case was fought through the system for nearly two decades by family members, during which time the family patriarch even died during the process. But judging by the briefs filed by numerous groups, government entities, and even the Obama administration versus private business and landowner representation on the other side, it was clearly a government versus private landowner fight throughout. In its decision, the court wrote, and I'm quoting here now, "It makes no difference that no property was actually taken in this case. Extortionate demands on property in the land use permitting context run afoul of the takings clause of the U.S. Constitution, not because they take property, but because they impermissibly burden the right not to have property taken without just compensation." If you're a landowner in agriculture, it's a story you may want to read in full detail, and you'll find the complete release at our website at southeastagnet.com. I'm Gary Cooper on Southeast AgNet.